Welcome everybody to a new episode of MusicCast. First time that we're going out like this in a patio, in a really nice patio. So thank you for letting me be here. As always, Peter here. Remember to follow our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. I don't know if we have a profile on LinkedIn, but if we don't have it, now I have to put it. Remember, you can listen to this in every platform. And this is MusicCast. This is MusicCast, the music podcast that we don't really talk about music, but why these songs are so amazing and everybody should hear them. Recuerden que tenemos episodios en español los jueves a las 7:30 de la mañana con también artistas, amigos de todo el mundo. Entonces, vayan para allá. But for this week, we're not in Spanish. We are in French and English today. I have my friend Vincent and Wendell. How are you guys?
Good.
Thank you for letting me be in your patio.
It's a pleasure.
I didn't want to make you drive all the way to Florida City.
Maybe next time.
That'll be cool.
That'll be good. To the Keys. Yeah. Key West.
Hello.
We have a little pun in there, right?
Oh, we have a song about Key West.
All right. So I know there is for, and this is very wrong, that a bunch of people are not like making you the mainstream media right now, because there's history here. Like there's really music history here, and these guys
are history too.
Oh yeah, a very good friendship. So
French history, yeah.
And you know what? Let's just go right into it. How does
life, man?
How does Wendell and Vincent from France? But what part of France are you from?
I grew up in Paris.
In Paris, okay. So capital boy from France.
Yeah.
And you, my friend, from New Orleans?
No, I grew up in Jersey City, New Jersey.
New Jersey, that's right. How?
Yeah.
Well, I was when I first came to Miami with my wife. We lived in Amsterdam for 25 years. Okay. And we had to come home to take care of our mama. And I was reading the paper, New Times, and I'm looking to find where I can go sing at, you know, meet some other musicians, because I was new to Miami. And I went to this place called Traffic in Brickell.
Transit. But it was a lot of traffic to go to transit.
Yeah, it sure was. So I was singing. And I believe his ex-wife.
Miss Roxanne.
So she said, you might want to go talk to him. And Vincent came to me and he wanted to come by my house and work on some things.
I think, if I remember, she said to me, oh, I met this crazy guy with an incredible voice. I don't know, but you have to meet him. And I was lucky. And I don't know if I met you at transit, but I know I met you at the train station in downtown Miami.
Yeah, that's how I got to your house.
That's where you get to my house. So we met the first time at transit?
At transit, yeah. Uh-huh.
My God, I forget this part. But thank you. You remind me this one. So anyway, keep going.
I went to his house. Her house.
Yeah, Miss Fraxon's house.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
You know, we've been working together for about almost 10, 11 years now.
Wow. It was 14 years ago. We started in 2007. In 7 or 8, but I think around 2007 or 2008, yeah.
And you were pretty new in Miami at
this
point.
Yeah, I was good.
I was really new, and Mia was just arriving too. Yes.
Okay, and how did you get into music?
I've been singing for as long as I can remember.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And he's a very old man, so imagine.
My dick still get hard, so don't worry about it.
That's what you have to say, fuck you.
He's
a very old man.
Thank you very much, Vincent. And I've been singing all my life. And I was a studio rat. You know, I did jobs in the studios. You know, go get coffee and do that, so I can learn how to make a record and be involved around other musicians. And because of that, I was lucky. Well, faith. I've summoned a lot of people. You know, I would say from Frankie Avalon to Stevie Van Zandt, the A to Z. A lot of people in between. You know what I mean?
Holy crap.
I mean, yeah. That's how I got into it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Have you enjoyed the ride?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I've had some wonderful moments, some great times that I wouldn't imagine my wildest dreams that I'd be doing what I'm doing now and getting paid for it.
Cool.
Sometimes.
Fuck
you. My man.
All right. And how about you, my friend? How did you get into music?
Well, I get to music, I was around 12 years old.
Okay.
So actually, music is, I was before to be in music, I was into love skateboarding, bicycle.
Okay.
I'm kind of a crazy kid, very bad at school, didn't give a shit about what the teacher telling you to do.
Right.
And my only way I wanted to watch TV or just go skateboarding, and I wanted to play some music, some guitar. I love electric guitar. He said, "Push my parents. I want to play electric guitar." Okay, wait. And one day I get one. So I was like, "Oh, good." Start playing. I was very bad at it. And few months, I got it. I broke my finger. Uh-oh. You know, like one of the finger. I was like, oh shit, I cannot go to ski because I was supposed to go ski and do snowboarding. So I stayed home, but I learned something. I couldn't move too much my left hand, but I could move my right hand. So I started saying, I'm going to practice my right hand. And I started doing a lot of rhythm.
Okay.
And since I had two fingers in the atels, you know, I say, oh, I can use a slide. So I was 12 years old and start playing some blues. I say, wow, this is cool. Because I couldn't use all those fingers. So I was like, okay. So I didn't stop. It gave me motivation. Then school was not good. And when I had 13, so a few months later, 6 months later, I already have my finger broken. Mm-hmm. I went back, okay. Then I had a bicycle accident.
What is wrong with you, man?
I don't know, that's music. And school blues, man. And then I broke my back. I did a stupid shit in bicycle. I went back, reverse. I went straight to the hospital. They take me there for 3 weeks. And they say, my friend, you are very close to lost your legs and never be able to walk again. But you're fine.
Okay.
It's gonna take time. So for 1 year and a half, I got a cast.
Okay.
A full cast body. So when you're 13 years old and you cannot do bicycle and skateboard and you're terrible at school, so only thing you can do is to play some blues. So I went right to it. And then I really start loving playing music and listen jazz, bossa nova at the beginning. And I really fell in love with the music. And then years passed and I never stopped. And I study music when I was around 16 years old until my 22nd, 23rd years old. I study jazz, I study other instruments. So then I discovering trumpet when I was 18. And since this day, I can play piano, trumpet, guitar, and I sing, write songs, compose, and that's my life.
The whole deal.
The whole deal.
Jesus. Okay, so few years now happen. Now we're in Miami.
Yeah.
You get to know each other, and somehow the French horn collective.
It was not
born.
Yet.
It was not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
So not yet. But we're going there.
All right. So tell me what happened.
So first, I moved to the States in 2007.
Okay.
And I moved. It was not a choice.
It was something.
Uh-huh. I can tell the story. I'm going to take a few minutes to tell the story. So 2007, May 2007, I'm in Paris, and I loved it. Paris. I loved it, France. I won't say I was against America, but I was French, man. So I was okay. All about French. I say, fuck this music and radio of American music. I'm for the French music. I'm for the writers, the French writer. We need to have more French music and radio in France. And I was about that. But I love jazz. I was about the whole jazz, whatever. And a friend of mine, Ludwig, was playing in a bar in Paris, Saint Louis Island.
Okay.
It's L'Île Saint Louis. And a friend of mine say, oh, you should go there and see your friend play. And he don't want to go out too much. Then this person insists, oh, should go. Finally, I go. I take the ride. And miles after, I say, oh, let me go back to my place. I'm going to pick up my horn, my trumpet, my horn. And I went to the place, but I arrived too late.
Okay.
My friends finished his set. But he was a guy, stand up on the stage, tall guy. He looks American. And he starts singing. And he was singing in English. He was American.
Okay.
And when he was singing, he did... And I say, oh man, you sounds good, like a trumpet with your mouth, but I had a real one.
Okay.
And he say, well, shit, come on stage, man. And we start jamming. Just a song like that, didn't know each other. And after the set, open mic we had, he said, hey, you sound good. I'm doing a tour this summer in Miami, from Miami to New York. Would you like to come with me? I was like, damn, yes. We jam again. He went back to Miami. It was in May. And he say, take your fly. I'll take care of you. Give me food, place to stay. And I did the tour from Miami to New York.
Okay.
Riding just two of us. Me on the guitar and trumpet, him on the keyboard, guitar, and vocal. And then the last day of the show, it was a transit lounge, Miami.
Oh.
It was a Saturday night. My fly was on the Monday. I play. We had 3 weeks of show. So believe me, the band was hot. The band was hot. And I'm keening it on the guitar, my horn. And I got these ladies, totally crazy, jumping, dancing, love the music. And say to me, oh my God, where are you from? From France.
With pride, you said that.
No. And she said, you should not go back. You should stay here. I say, what? Yeah, stay here. And she make me stay. I stayed because she said, you should stay here. And she said, I don't know why, but you should stay here. So 15 years later, I'm here.
I don't know if fate made you be in Miami or you're really easy to convince because
it's
a little bit of both.
It's maybe. A little bit of both, yeah. No, okay. it's honestly, without joke, it's about knowing yourself.
Right.
Feeling the ambience and don't go to the trap, but don't miss the opportunity. It's all about yourself and how you perceive things. This time, everything made to be perfect. Right. And it was perfect. I have 2 days to think about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, change my fly. And then time passed and I'm here.
Cool. That is Miss really,
Roxanne.
Really cool.
Miss Roxanne.
And then it was Miss Roxanne. And then a year later, I think it was around 6 months later, we met with Wendell at Transit Lounge.
Yep.
Holy crap.
And then, so you keep going the story, how we start the first song we did. It's before the hit. We went together and say, what can we do together? Because Roxanne say, Because I started having a small home studio. Okay. Are you good? Yeah.
No, no, you're good, you're good.
And she said, you should record this guy. Then we met.
Uh-huh. And I came, say, came to the house and equipment was set up. And I said, I got a bass line. We can work. And I don't play piano at all. Please.
All he does is sing.
I just sing, but I can sing it to him. You know what I mean?
And he can sing the bass line.
And he played it. And I said, that's it. And we cut a little demo. We cut a little thing. And it was, I thought it was great. He said, nah, wait, Wendell. When you come back again, I'll have it for you. When I came back about a week later, it was on and popping. I'm like, whoa, that's what I'm talking about. And I did all the vocals. And then it was nice.
We started the story.
Mm-hmm.
We started the first song. So the first song.
So it pretty much just lit the fire, like instantly.
Yeah.
You had that click together as musicians.
Oh, yeah.
We sit down, we get this first groove. It was about two chords.
Mm-hmm.
And he said exactly like that. He liked it, and I say, okay, wait, come back in a few weeks. Give me a week.
You know, this is actually pretty similar to what I think the story is on very Miami bands, is what I gotta say.
Oh, Miami bands?
Yeah, because the wonderful thing about Miami is that you can get a French, someone from New Jersey, someone from pretty much all Latin America.
That's true.
And just...
Yeah, my ex-wife was Cuban.
Right? You see? If you were in Paris, I mean, it's not impossible, but the odds are against
it. Yeah, it is.
So that's the magic of Miami. And when I went to the Focal Miami bar,
uh-huh,
and I saw you jamming, I told my wife, this is Miami.
That's true.
Like, this is when this craziness and these different worlds get together.
That's true.
And make this kind of music, which is the song that I thought that I wanted to show you.
Yeah.
And I will go there in a little while. Or perhaps, if you don't have any problem, we can go there.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so the song that I wanted to show you is from a group right here.
Shh. Oh my God. It's okay.
Okay.
It's called Dog Outside.
So, it's a band called Experimento.
Oh, I know them. Very well.
Okay, perfect.
One of the lead trumpet player is a good friend of mine.
Oh, really?
We did some. Yeah. We did actually record few trumpets on my first albums that I record, my own albums that I record with one of the producer, A.T. Molina, and he record some. I'm a trumpet player too, but he record some line on it too, and we played. We met actually at Transit Lounge too. We jammed together. Yeah,
oh.
Emiliano.
So, well.
What's up, Emiliano? What's
world,
up, buddy?
Yeah,
man, you recognize me. He gave me some good gig back at the time. I remember we had some good, he gave me some good gig. He's a super, super nice guy.
Hello. What's up? Boy? Lady?
The dogs? Yeah, yeah, that's a boy.
Hello,
and
boy.
That's a ladies. So the
oh,
boys
right, the
and
ladies.
Lady.
Over there and the boy right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, you know that actually I appear in one of the music videos for Experimento? They made a music video by Wingwood.
Oh, cool.
And it turns out that it was, I don't know, the celebration of the first time that they were releasing the single or something
like
that. And you can see me on the video just like...
Oh, nice. Yeah,
I've been in
so
the
So you know
music.
Them very well. You know them well, too.
I would like to meet them personally.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We can make that happen. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. You see, he's here. He said
it. Emiliano, give him a call, please.
All right. Oh, my God. The song that I wanted to show you, and probably you already know it, is Amsterdam by Experimento.
I don't know this song, but probably I heard it.
All right. I'm gonna play. We're going to play in a little while. And that's the beauty of Miami again.
Yeah,
because
okay.
They have Puerto Rican, Argentinian,
yeah, it's true.
American.
It's a very cool band. Very good band.
Yes, and they have all this mixture, and that's what I love about the music here in Miami.
They're good group of musicians.
Yeah, very good music. Oh,
great
yeah.
Great musicians.
So true. For all who are listening to us, this is the time that you get a good pair of headphones and listen to Amsterdam by Experimento, and we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back. So that was experimental for those of you who don't know it, which is really bad as well. That's what I say. You see, you have Miami. The... I think, like, everybody is in their own genre at the same time, but they create this song and it just booms at the same time. So you have your background. Well, you're French and you have all that, but you already love jazz. And we have a jazz singer right here.
I don't consider myself a jazz singer. I just sing? I'm just a singer.
All right. Just a singer. All right. Whatever I throw at you,
I love to sing anything. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Oh, wow, look at that. Yeah, I'm gonna sing some salsa in Spanish.
You can't sing anything.
I'm a cheap date when it comes to that.
Okay. You can't sing anything.
So it's cool, and I feel the same. And I've been looking into the French Horn Collective, and now we have Perfect Colors, which we're going to talk about that too. And I mean, you had that magic moment that you met each other and you start creating music. Do you in some point feel like different musically, or it just goes with the flow really, really good with you guys?
Not really. We find ourselves thinking alike.
Okay.
Because our work first and foremost, I love what Vincent does. Okay. And that makes things my job, makes my working with him a lot easier. Because I know what he does is going to be brilliant. You know, even when he sings in French, which I don't understand half what he's saying. But I feel the intent of his music. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't have to understand it, but you feel the intent and the love, the joy, and the glory of the music. You know what I mean? That's half the battle won.
Okay, that's cool. Same with you, my friend. I imagine.
Well, with Wendell, it's one of the incredible talent that I have. I'm extremely grateful to be able to work with a gentleman like that. This gentleman, Mr. Morrison.
What time of day it is, also.
He can sing on anything. Anything.
Amazing.
And he's not just singing. Mm-hmm. He makes a hit on anything.
Oh.
The way we call together is when we come to creation, we go together and we just create. Sorry, the neighbor has a motorcycle and
it's just wait.
And we had we have few things together because we have a personal project that we call the Perfect Colors.
Okay.
And then Wendell is part of the French Horn Collective, that audience love him. And we do some shows that he sings in English on my French music. Then we do some old classic jazz that he leads. But it's two different things. So Perfect Colors is about Wendell leading and me creating and producing the music.
Okay.
The French Horn Collective, I lead, I sing French 80%, 70%, and Wendell is come to this color and is make it the English part, which means it works, so we go to almost 50-50.
And I sing in French phonetically.
I do it
phonetically. I don't know what I'm singing, but it works.
Yeah.
Well, he'll explain it to me. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what that means. All right.
Yeah. You know?
It is.
So let me see. What does Vincent and Wendell bring to music as? Why would you like to show me and who everybody is listening, watching?
Good question. I think I would like to share something you cannot find on Spotify. Soon, maybe on YouTube.
Okay, we're getting exclusive at the moment.
Yeah, it's the first song that I believe
we wrote together,
but create a story.
Okay.
Because we didn't know each other. That's the song that we were talking. We jammed a few bass lines with two chords. We recorded a little part. And I said, come back in a few weeks.
Okay. And a lot of songs that me and Vincent and I write together, they're inspirational songs. We rarely write a song about oh I love you baby all that, oh yeah. God come on take me home and spank that ass. I look at it this way. If I can't play this song for my mama, I can't, you know, I ain't gonna sing it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't like that. And also my wife, God bless her, she's not with us no more. She passed away last year. If I couldn't marry and say, oh, honey, that ain't gonna fly. You gotta work on that lyric, yeah. You know? So that's what, we're very spiritual people.
Yes,
we are. You know, we don't beat people over the head with it, but you know it.
You can feel it. You have to feel your energy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it shows in our music, and it shows in our performance. It shows in the intensity of what we're doing when we're doing it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's a joy to be on stage with him. You know what I mean? We push each other.
Okay.
We push each other. You know what I mean? Like, come on, Vincent. Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. We talk more shit on stage than a basketball play in a basketball game.
do you boo each other during a live show as well?
We do. It's what we do with the Perfect Colors. We do live show and even with Franchon. And the song we're going to listen now, this is the song we create together. He sings and I did the rest. Plays the trumpet and then produce the music, and we can listen to it.
Okay.
Are we ready?
And we maybe have it in YouTube soon, right?
It's going to be in YouTube soon. Actually, if you follow to the Franchon, no, to the Perfect Colors, the Perfect Color. Say it in English, please, Wendell.
Perfect Color.
Okay, with the S at the end.
Perfect Colors.
Because it's two colors.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm black, you're white.
Hey.
But by the way, I love the cover up of the album. I saw it.
Thanks, Max. It's Mr. Max did it.
His brother.
And it's not yet in Spotify, probably one day. And this song is going to be very soon. I think it's probably already online.
Okay,
so
perfect.
So that's the first song we started, and it goes this way.
It's called
so
I'm gonna do called, the count. It's called Always.
It's called a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Through my collective years, I seem to be older. Memories of a long ago life in my dreams. I'm the host there in the valley of the winged ones where Michael calls the roll. My neighbor smiles, we laugh a while, admiring each other's roles. I guess we made it, cause the tears we cry are real. It's just us and the Holy Ghost. I'm calm now. Yeah.
save my heart. I don't know about you. I'm gonna tell the world that. Always.
That was your bass line.
Yeah, you were like,
wow. No. 2008, my friend. With a small laptop this way. And that's it.
Really?
Yeah, and I played everything.
Tell me about it. What's the... the intention of the song, like how the creative process, how long does it took you to the lyrics? I want to know all about.
Well, usually what happens is I just write lyrics out, you know what I mean, and I might have a melody in my head, you know, and I'll send it to Vincent,
yeah,
you know, and then he'll sit at the piano or with a guitar, or then I'll figure out a bass line, and from there it just grows.
Yeah,
that's it. There's no magic.
So the process was, I remember, we started, bass line, record the bass line. Then he come and he put a voice, just a melody with the lyrics. Then on the bass line I put a drum. We create the bass and drum first, guitar, keyboard a little bit. And then they say, okay, come back in a few weeks.
I do finish the vocal, put the BGs on it.
And then...
let me put the ear candy on it.
And then, that's the thing that Wendell does, incredible. He said, let me do the vocal again. It's not just the lead vocal. It's the background vocal. And all the album we have, that's something that I learned as a producer. Because he teach me how to produce. I didn't know. I had a computer, I know how to write song,
right? That's it.
And that's it. I know how to use it,
right.
But I know how to do a record. I don't know how to sound good. This man knows. And he's teaching me.
Oh, thank you, Vincent.
Oh, you do. And then he said, okay, give me a track. Give me one track. Double it. Okay. Triple it. Quarter bit. Five. Six. Okay, and then
I need three more.
I need three more.
I gotta do the top part.
And then we have 15 tracks, less or more, and we have a chorus, okay. And it sounds full.
Yeah.
And I say, whoa. And then after I put my trumpet. Come and lead behind.
Yeah, it adds so much.
Just behind. I love to play with mute. Mm-hmm. So I follow it. And then the guitar is on the back. Few little sounds. But the voice is leading everything.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to put my note. Of not my vocal, but for my music. From the string to the lips.
Okay.
And also, I trust Vincent. I can trust him. When I do something, I'm like, all right, see you later. I gotta go.
Yes, yeah, see you later.
Are you going?
No, I ain't going by my business. I'm home. I asked him when I come in. He said, I got it. I'm like, okay. And I think I've yet to say, Vincent, I don't like that. You gotta do that over again.
No, because if he doesn't like it, mm-hmm. I don't like it.
That's so cool.
Simple as that.
Yeah. And I mean, I know if he don't like it, I ain't gonna like it. So. You know, I know what he likes, you know.
Yeah. That's great. That's great to have that a music partner that way, that you just click.
Yeah, it's chemistry. It's chemistry. It's we have musical chemistry for many years, and then after you can actually buy this album. We have it.
Please.
It's called The Perfect Colors. Actually, I can show it after. We can show it. That this album a lot of story on it, because that's all the songs we record together. Been remixed by A.T. Molina, very good producer, and I produced everything, and we went back to the studio and we just upgraded.
Oh, okay.
Which means we put the same song, we have the tracks, Mr. Digo, Zambrano get some bass line on it, and we make it better. Keep the same and we make it just better. We call it upgraded. And this song is so much story, because all the album was recorded here in my living room. And it was just Wendell come over, he listened one track, then he say, let me put some vocal on it. Give me a track. Give me two tracks.
Here we go.
One more time. And that's it. And then we had, and at the end we say, okay, let's do an album. Let's just release. So we have six tracks. And then we have the song Key West, or we can see a music video online on YouTube.
Really,
if you catch Key West, The Perfect Colors, you're going to get right to it. Perfect. And this song I sing in French, and it does the rest.
All right.
And it's a mix of what we do together.
Perfect. I love, I got to say, I really love the story, how you came to be, and you're creating this amazing album and this amazing project. As we go to the final part of the episode.
Oh, we are already?
Yeah, it goes so fast, right? Yeah.
It does.
I'll shut up myself. I'll actually go out. Yeah, I'm going to shut up. Imagine that.
No, please keep talking. We don't mind.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But no, this is the time.
Do you have more questions?
Not really. I do have a question.
Okay.
How can we find more about the French Horror Collective? How can we follow you? How can we find about Perfect Colors?
Good.
What are your upcoming shows?
Good.
How can we get to Vincent and Wendell and that magic moment of music?
So right now, since the pandemic, it's still happening. There's not too much public places that we play.
Yeah.
But we do have the Oasis, Wynwood. We're going to be back in October. We're going to be in France, in Belgium, actually, for a show in November. At the end of November, the 26th of November, I think it's a public place. But website is the best way to get the French horn as a trumpet. Can you say in English?
French Horn Collective.
The French Horn Collective.com. And on Instagram, the French Horn Collective. That's my dog, he's talking. And she sings too. And The Perfect Colors is all linked to it. If you go to the website, you're going to see The Perfect Colors as well. And same for the rest, for the French on, from the French on Collective. All the information are online. Easy to find.
Perfect. Any last thing?
Perfect Colors.
Perfect Colors, that's right. And anything else that you want to say to our audience, to our viewers? My friend,
follow us on Instagram and tell your friends to do the same.
Please, I'll make sure to put the link in the description.
Thank you.
To the website, to the Instagram. So follow them, comment everything, go to their show.
Yeah, comment. Tell us what you believe, what you feel, whatever you want to say.
Just comment it on
And also, we got another project we do.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done it in a minute. It's called Hook City Incorporated.
Yeah, that's part of it.
And with Smurf from
Afro Beta.
This girl, what's her name again?
Magila.
She's a Cuban girl on flute and sings. And Vincent on guitar. And he puts a beat.
Smurf. Yeah, with Smurfio that put a beat. But that's part of The Perfect Colors.
Yeah.
But it's not as a production of The Perfect Colors. It's called
Hook City Incorporated.
Yes.
Because we freestyled all night long.
We played for a full season at Heartland, Miami. That unfortunately right now it's not happening. And we played every Saturday since December January, December through June. Wow. Every Saturday.
Wow. And it'll be off the chain up in that place.
It was. We had 400 people coming to see the show. People stand up dancing
in the rain,
under the rain, raining, shiny day, whatever. They came in the jam with us. And the band is Smorfio from Afobera on a machine, drum beat, Magila on the flute, rap, Spanish, Wendell on vocal, AJ on the saxophone.
Yeah, yeah, everybody AJ on saxophone.
Yeah, from DJ Spam.
A whole experience.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And me, I'm on a trumpet.
And guitar.
And I'm on the guitar, electric guitar.
Yeah, that's.
And we get the groove. And I believe in this band because this band's going to be on next live band soon.
When the pandemic
will be over, we're going to be back to business. And it's totally different from French Horn Collective, but the vibes is right there. We are unique.
The soul is right in.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
And thank you again for letting me be in your patio.
Oh, my pleasure.
Craziness and cables all over.
And doggies. And thank you, the doggie.
Oh, yeah.
We get us three of them. We have Chase, we have Mishka, and Layena.
They are talking over there, and now they don't
want to
show up.
Here we go. Now they show up. Oh, guys. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Watch out. Yeah, yeah, all guys. Right. Be quiet. Good.
What's up? Yeah. Here comes the lady. All right. Thank you, everybody, and I'll see you next week.
Bye. God bless.
Bye.